political opposition. There's been no word from Netanyahu. This is SRN News.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and get a free info kit on Gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers and storms will exit the state quickly today, and then we get a little break in the action. Cloudy skies will give way to a little bit of sunshine after a while. Today's high around 80. We'll be dry during the evening hours tonight, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will redevelop in the overnight hours and continue from time to time on Tuesday. Tuesday's high 71. Sunshine makes a return on Wednesday. Wednesday's a cool day, high 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Here comes Suns. Suns Kia of Montgomery. Brubaker Kia is now Suns Kia. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Suns Kia of Montgomery. Family owned, family driven.
1819 News.
One man is dead in Morgan County after storms hit the state of Alabama. In both the northern parts of Alabama and then on Sunday night in the southernmost parts of the state. Over the weekend, the storms left several communities without power in Lawrence and Lauderdale counties. The state of Mississippi was harder hit with the weekend storm system, with 26 people dying in the small community of Rolling Fork as a result of tornadoes hitting there. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Ryan Dawson here, CEO of 1819 News. I'm also the host of 1819 News, the podcast, and we'd love for you to join us by listening to our weekly show on all the top podcast apps, both in audio and video format. At 1819 News, the podcast, we are in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama. Every week, we're having important conversations with guests from across this great state, all with the goal of equipping Alabamians to be in pursuit of a free and flourishing Alabama with us. New episodes are released weekly. I hope you'll join us.
A new trial is coming for a former Huntsville police officer. That new trial has been ordered by the Alabama Court of Criminal Appeals. William Darby was sentenced to 25 years in prison by a jury back in 2021 for the shooting death of Jeffrey Parker in 2018. Now the appeals court ruled that Darby's trial erred in that three of his jury instructions were rejected. One of those instructions had to do with including the testimony of what police officer training looks like when it comes to self-defense. The Court of Criminal Appeals says that the omission of those instructions raised legitimate questions on whether the jury verdict was affected. The body camera evidence in this case shows that Darby demanded that Jeffrey Parker drop the gun two different times before Darby ended up firing and killing Parker. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Hands-Free Slip-In Footwear.
The world has gone hands-free. However, if you want to put on a pair of sneakers, you still need to bend down and help your feet in. Until now. Introducing Skechers Hands-Free Slip-In Footwear. You don't need to reach down to help your heel in. You just step into them and off you go. So what's the secret? Well, there's a special smooth comfort pillow in the heel that helps your foot slide into place. And they stay on just like a pair of laced-up sneakers.
Get hands-free slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Those that think I'm a very stable genius.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God. You know the thing.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
By the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs. That turned blonde in the sun.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to behave.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views here on a Monday afternoon. I am your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the studio.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Eddie?
Another day.
Well, I'm glad you survived the storm. Sorry about the other things going on there.
Yeah, it wasn't just me. It looks like toll road had a little damage, too.
Yeah, the powerful storms kept me up all night.
Yeah.
Usually that's a good thing. Oh, I was up all night. Nope. We're dealing with the storm, so we're going to power through today, and there's plenty to get to. I think Donald John Trump was taking the advice of Donald John Trump of that clip we just played.
Yeah.
There's a wall in front of you. You get around it. I don't care if it's a concrete wall, a rebar enforced steel reinforced wall. I don't care if it's a wall of corrupt legal prosecutions. You get to the other side of that wall. And what better place to give the middle finger to the DOJ than Waco, Texas?
Yeah?
Yes, Trump held his first official 2024 campaign rally in Waco, Texas. And apparently it was a huge affair. It was a lot better than that Coleman rally, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Not only was Marjorie Taylor Greene there, she got great. She's do a lot of pull-ups.
Working out, man.
Yeah, she's looking good. Matt Gaetz was there, that shiny bastard. And, of course, Trump spoke, and we'll get to all that. But apparently things were warmed up as Trump was arriving.
Yeah.
With Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent.
Did you happen to see it?
Who's looking crazier and crazier.
What? Ted Nugent. Ted the Sledge, baby. Come on.
I mean, he's always been a wild man.
Stranglehold, baby.
Always been a wild man. But the older he gets, the crazy starts to become even more absurd. To where you know somebody's getting older, especially a top-notch guitar player like him, where he doesn't give a damn anymore if he hits sour notes.
Oh, no.
The sour notes is just part of the character and the flavor, baby.
Right.
That's what I'm about to do tonight. Hey.
Well, I don't know if you ever saw just a glimpse of his reality show when it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's nuts, man.
Well, but here's what I want to do. Instead of going right into the Trump clips and giving my whole spiel on what I think's going on in the world, and there's plenty we will get to, you know, stuff going on here in the state of Alabama. You know, Ivy gave, like, a bunch of money to the World Games, $5 million in the education budget is her proposal.
Why do we do that? It's a proposal. Do we get to vote on it? It's
because apparently the education budget's not just for education. It's also to help out what might be lost causes. So $5 million to the World Games.
Fun, much.
Oh, but there's some money coming to Montgomery. $25 million in the Education Trust Fund budget proposed by Governor Ivey for the White Water Park.
Wait, what? The what?
The water park. The thing down there that I think some city commissioners were actually showing aerial photos of it, that the water's flowing, man. Aren't you ready to go kayaking next to the Air Force Base?
We ought to be doing it in the cache that they put in there by now. They could fill it with all the cash they have spent, and we could kayak through the cache.
Well, it's almost done, and we can't wait for the grand opening, and the state just gave them $25 million.
There's $10 million. Wasn't that $10 million
from the city?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Right, so do we have a grand total on this slush fund yet?
No, actually, there's no maximum price.
Mm.
So if there are more cost overruns, somebody's going to have to pay.
I need to get in the business of screwing the Alabamians. I need to be a politician, apparently.
Before you get going on that,
jeez.
I'm going to try to cheer you up. Because, again, Ted Nugent.
I do like Ted.
Not only talked to the crowd, I think he called Zelensky like some weird little homo.
Yeah, he did.
I'm like, whoa there, wild man.
Yeah, he did.
Don't you know you can't make comments like that these days? I know it's funny.
You think Ted cares?
Yeah, Ted didn't care. It's like, I kill everything I eat on my land.
Yes.
Like, he's nuts.
Yeah.
And he talked up the crowd, and he started playing the Star Spangled Banner, you know, guitar solo.
Right.
But what you need to look at here is the local news coverage of this rally, and this is what we're going to watch, the local news coverage.
Everyone, from wherever you may be, I'm Bailey Bates.
Again, this is
Bailey Bates
from Waco or something like that.
President Donald Trump is in Waco right now to officially kick off his run for president in 2024. Today's event started with the Star Spangled Banner by rock guitarist and outspoken Trump supporter, Tech Nugget.
Tech Nugget! Poor Bailey Bates.
Ted Nugget.
Start it with Ted Nugget. There's Mr. Nugget. Am I wrong? What, he looks even crazier than ever.
Yeah. Ted Nugent rocking out there. Thousands lining up outside the Waco Regional Airport before 8 o'clock this morning, sporting their red, white, and blue, and obviously a lot of other garb there.
Do you think somebody, producer in the back in the IFB, is like, hey, it's Nugent. How do you not know this, you stupid little millennial?
I'm thinking that part came after. But, yeah, I think immediately they went to Nugent. But I think when they went off air.
Ted Nugget.
The Nugget. The Nugget might have had a thing to say about it.
I wonder if she got it wrong or somebody in the teleprompter got it wrong.
You think there's a misspell? No.
Anyway, I feel like Ted Nugget is not a guitar player. Ted Nugget's, you know, more in a different line of work. Maybe he's behind the green door or something. Let's continue on with this local news report from Waco, Texas, about the big Trump rally there.
Trump's campaign says they chose Waco because it's near all four of the state's largest cities. But there are people who traveled from even further.
We're hoping to get Waco on the same page as Republican.
I am excited to see what he has in store, what his plans are for bringing America back, what, you know...
Talking to everyday Americans, folks.
We need recovery. It's just, America is bad right now.
It's been a very energetic atmosphere out at the Waco Regional Airport. People have told 6 News they have been there since 5 a.m. They've been waiting for more than 12 hours for Trump to take the podium. Today's rally has been packed with speakers, including Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Mm. And now the former president has taken the podium. Our very own Nicole Sheeran has been at the airport since early this morning. She joins us live now from the rally with what Trump is saying to the crowd of thousands there. Nicole.
Go ahead, Nicole. You can hear him in the back.
President Donald Trump touched down moments ago at the Waco Regional Airport to a crowd full of excited and enthusiastic supporters. As you can see behind me, they're cheering.
Okay, shut up, Nicole. We'll get to the Trump clips.
I never understand why they do that. In the middle of the speech, to a reporter.
Shut up.
Right.
Like, and the fact that you could hear it over the loudspeaker, the greatest recovery we're going to have. Let's go to Texas. Hey, Texas.
Joey?
Yeah.
You're already cracking me up. You know why?
Why?
Are you calling him Ted Nugget or Ted Nugent or Ted Nugent?
Ooh, well, I was calling him Ted Nugent, but here, let me play this again for folks who aren't listening, Texas.
No. Okay.
Hold on.
The event started with the Star Spangled Banner by rock guitarist and outspoken Trump supporter, Ted Nugget.
Ted Nugget.
Okay. May I say something now?
Yes.
Please.
The man is only 74, and I can say that because I'm 65. But he ain't a nugget. He ain't a nugget. Okay? Now, what else was I going to say? Do you know? Okay, honestly, Joey, do you know the real reason he was at Waco opening his first
It's in the it's in the middle of all the major media markets.
No. I'll give you one more guess.
It was it like to be like, hey, don't kill people like you did in this the last time you were here, federal government.
A middle finger at the FBI? Sure.
Stop it. If you guys don't stop, I only live in Prattville. I will drive over there and two pie, Eddie, you ain't getting two pies. I'll put one in your
plate. Don't threaten us. We're just trying to answer your question.
I'm going to give you the answer. Okay. Because, you know, I read stuff in the middle of the night because I'm a researcher when I can't sleep. We are on the 30th anniversary of the Waco. Huh. Remember the Waco dealie where the guy went cray cray?
Yep.
And like killed everybody? We're right on that anniversary. And from what
I
read,
that guy, Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, not Dahmer, Eddie.
No.
It's the Branch Davidians, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, Jeffrey
Thank you, Joey.
No, not Jeffrey Dahmer, you dope. Was Charles Manson.
Oh, duh, duh. I forgot.
Or wait, no, was it John Wayne Gacy?
Wait, wait, wait.
I'm going to leave it with you guys just to stir the pot. I love you more. Bye.
Thank you, Texas. 272-9228. Well, it's always good to start off a Monday afternoon with a little bit of Ted Nugget. 272-9228. Who we got here?
We got Clint.
Oh, Clint. How you doing, Clint?
Good, guys. You?
Doing great.
I've seen Ted Nugget twice, so.
It looked like he's still got the energy to put on a show. No problem.
Oh, yeah, good for him. Yeah. He's a big gun advocate.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
big
sir.
Time. And I believe he's a Florida guy. I believe he lives in Florida.
Yeah. But that lady is just on before me. She, I don't know. I don't think she really know much about Waco. So.
Well, inform us about Waco, Clint.
Well, I was there. I mean, we took the ATF out to the firing ranges on Fort Hood to test fire their weapons.
Oh, wow. You were stationed at Fort Hood at this time.
Yeah, I was stationed at Fort Hood when all that was going on. And, of course, with Quinn and Jen and Reno, it was all about the... people on the little armies, you know? That's all that was about. To bring light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was involved with the situation here in Elmore County. And we were heading out to Texas at one time. They had another situation. We were going, and the FBI come to the commander's house. So he had two FBI agents sitting on his sofa here in Elmore County. In Elmore, in the town of Elmore.
Yeah, I don't, you wouldn't think it, but it was there in Elmore County.
Yeah, it was. And, but yeah, Waco was a trip. And you know, the Army units they used there was from Alabama.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's from the National Guard in Alabama.
Why did they, it's David Koresh, right? Why did they go after them again?
Well, he was downtown Waco the day before that went down.
Right. I've seen some documentaries. It's just not fresh in my mind.
If I remember correctly, basically, they had a warrant out for his arrest. There was tales of, I think at the end of the day,
he had weapons and then and children being held hostage. Yeah.
People being held against their will, that kind of
thing. Did you ever see a weapon on TV?
Just the one that drove through that front door. The big tank.
But you never saw, and they said he was stockpiling illegal weapons.
Well, and a lot of folks do argue, and you brought this up with saying he was in town. They could have gotten him, Koresh, without causing that huge firefight.
But I think a big thing, too, was the FBI trying to flex their muscle.
Yes.
Because that was after
Ruby Ridge.
Well, they had to
bring they had to bring the militia units to life, see?
Yep.
And that's what it was all about.
You're right.
And, so there you go. All right, guys.
Hey,
have a good day.
Good to have you back,
Clint.
Buddy.
272-9228. Folks, I got to tell you, it's always a great way to start a Monday. And you got a little bit of rock and roll, love for your country, some patriotism in your heart, good-looking woman in your bed. Well, that didn't happen. I'm lying. But you know how it is. It's always a good day when you can start with
spangled banner by rock guitarist and outspoken Trump supporter Tech Nugget.
We'll be right back.
Joey Clark.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
LG Tint and Graphics is known for tinting vehicles, but did you know they tint houses and offices as well? If you want to protect your floors, paint, furniture, or simply want to be cool, call them for a free estimate. 334-365-2665. LG Tint and Graphics in Prattville.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
They used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Bringing back memories of high school.
You ever rock out so hard, Joey, the next day that your neck hurt?
Yes. Oh, I'm rocked out, man.
I mean, literally, like, I can't understand what's wrong with my neck. Oh, yeah, last night.
Yeah, Ted Nugget will do that to you.
Oh, yeah, every time.
Or it was right after I saw Wayne's World for the first time. See? And how they're, like, the Bohemian Rhapsody, which I love how that movie brought that song back, because it is such an amazing, to this day, that scene.
Oh, yeah. That's what everybody thinks of.
But welcome back to News and Views on a Monday afternoon. We're kind of in a free-for-all mode. Well, another great Nugget song. Ted Nugget song.
That Ted Nugget, he rocks.
But if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. In a second, we'll be playing some of what Donald John Trump actually said at this rally at Waco. But first, this part of the program brought to you by, well, XI Repair. And there at XI Repair, Jonathan Strange and his team, they can help you.
They can.
No, it was great seeing him on Friday.
Dude, I had so much info for him. We were going back and forth, even over the weekend.
Yeah.
I have people, and it's funny, when we have him on the air, I'd like to see how much his phone blows up, because mine does. Hey, ask him this.
Right.
Ask him that. Can they do this? Can they do that?
Well, and what did he mention they're doing a lot of these days is data recovery.
Data recovery is a big thing for him.
Now, you don't have to be in the middle of litigation, like a divorce or a business deal going
just
wrong.
Just say your computer crapped out on it.
Right. Or you accidentally deleted a lot of files. Or it could be an old hard drive you just haven't charged up or booted up in a while.
Or, Joey, you could be having a romantic weekend and you were in the bathtub and you had your laptop in there and you do a little reading and poof, it goes in the tub. But this never happened to you?
Why did you have to add in romantic? Anyway, they can help you with those data recovery services. And, of course, you know, fixing up those smartphones. You know, it could be of a cracked screen, right. A battery not holding a charge. You drop it in the lake or the toilet or something. You get water damage. Could be the phone's just acting weird. Like programs aren't loading correctly. You're getting odd messages. XI Repair can fix all of that. They can also sell you brand new and refurbished smartphones, as well as doing work on laptops, computers, top-end gaming consoles. They do it all there at XI Repair. So check them out today. You can always call them at 777-1234. That's 777-1234. Or just go to xirepair.com. You can even start a job there online. Get a quote immediately and get the process rolling there at xirepair.com. And be sure to tell them that, well, Joey and Eddie from News & Views sent you. Again, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Let us go to Don. Donnie from Queens. Which one should we start with? Let's start with something short and sweet here. Which, honestly, this sort of statement is music to my libertarian ears.
Either the deep state destroys America, or we destroy the deep state. That's the way it's got to be.
All right. Yes. I like that.
A very pivotal point in our country. Either we descend into a lawless abyss of open borders, rampant killings, super hyperinflation, which is what we have right now and not coming down.
By the way, folks, I've learned not to report on this in detail, these sorts of things. There is a shooting at a school in Nashville. Three kids dead.
Three kids and two adults.
And two adults now. Five. And this is why I don't immediately report, because a lot of stuff comes out. But apparently the police just did a press conference and they identify the shooter as a female teen. That's strange.
Yeah.
It's always usually a dude. Yeah. I pray for the folks, especially those families there at that school in Nashville. That's awful.
It's a private Christian school. Not really that big of a school, I don't believe.
Yeah, I'm sorry to break from the politics of Trump, and we'll get into all that, but... Now you have somebody standing up and speaking. Gun violence is the number one killer of children and teens. I don't know about that. But. And the border crisis and fentanyl, I think, is that a mother up there? I think she just took the podium.
Yeah.
And now they're cutting away from it. But the identity of the female teen shooter is still unknown. Like I said, I've learned not to try to do this second by second, minute by minute. A lot of bad information comes out on these breaking news stories, but that is what we know so far. Five dead, three kids, two adults. The shooter was a female teen. Right now, they have not released the identity of the shooter. I believe the shooter is dead at the moment. 272-9228. Let's continue on. I know it's awkward. Back to the politics. Again, this is Trump at Waco over the weekend. Big 2024 rally.
We are a nation in decline. We are a failing nation. We are a nation that has the highest inflation in 50 years where banks...
Hold on. Is he still doing this stupid thing where he has the orchestral music up under him?
Oh, I thought you were doing that.
No, that's not me.
That's not you?
That's not me. And it's not the person, it's Newsmax. They didn't put that
there.
They
don't add that in? So is this blasting across
this
the
is
crowd
blasting in the
streets are collapsing, and interest rates are far too high.
Oh, wow.
Likewise, we are a nation where energy costs have reached the highest in our history. We're no longer energy independent or energy dominant. as we were just 3 short years ago. We are a nation that is begging Venezuela and many others for oil. Please, please, please help us, Joe Biden says. And yet we have more liquid gold right under our feet than any other country.
I don't know about that that whole music thing underneath them. I think they need to drop that. Because,
heavy
production,
baby. Heavy production.
Well, they released an ad that was really well produced. It had that music, had him talking over. But in that, you know, in a produced setting, you can kind of check levels and
yeah, I didn't know that
get timing right. And I don't know how much I like that. But apparently a lot of people showed up. So some folks are enjoying it.
Did they get a number on the crowd or anything, Joey, that you saw?
Not that I saw. I could go to one of these corporate media reports if you like.
Well, I was just curious. My question about that is, I wonder how many variables it is, like depending on the media source.
Right. I read the AP story this morning.
Yeah.
And it's like a speech full of resentment. It's like, yeah.
Okay.
All right. But this isn't resentful.
Rule of law is a tremendous threat to Western civilization. And I say, I was asked the other day, and I took a little heat for it. They said, who's our biggest threat? Is it China, sir? Or is it Russia? I said, no, our biggest threat are high-level politicians that work in the United States government, like Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Biden, Justice Department, because that's poisoning our country. I can do things with China. I made the greatest trade deal in history with China. I don't even talk about it because sometime after that, fairly shortly, what happened with COVID, it was like I didn't want to talk about a trade deal.
Right.
Right.
I mean, he's not wrong in that regard, but a lot of folks say, well, that's threatening towards Mitch McConnell and Chuck. It's like,
what?
I mean, what he's going to do, Eddie, is he's going to sow violence again.
What?
Or something like that. By the way, we have to send more weapons to Ukraine. The violence is wrong. Send more weapons to Ukraine.
Be going on that disaster again.
Yeah, well, and that's, you know, part of the world. Apparently, Putin's going to stage or place nuclear weapons in Belarus. Belarus?
He's playing the game. He's pushing back.
I mean, but what do you think? Do you think the, because polls are showing Trump is strong. We have a story today that Breitbart put out. NBC News also did a deep dive on this, that Ron DeSantis, his wealthy Republican backers are getting cold feet, and they want him to wait to 2028.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's just his wealthy Republican backers, just people that I know and talk to on the regular. That's what everybody wishes. That DeSantis would just come in and fill in behind Trump. Let Trump come in as the heavy, because you know there's going to be some heavy lifting to be done. There's going to be lawsuits filed. There's going to be crap thrown. And then when all that's out of the way, and Trump's glad to take it, you know, he'll make himself a martyr if he has to, then DeSantis comes in, and we are able to push the ball down the field.
Trump is branding this, by the way, this campaign upcoming in the election in 2024, as the final battle for the soul of the nation.
Is he going to bring back that song, Final Countdown?
I would love that. And it sounds like that's right in his wheelhouse. I mean, he started off his campaign in 2016 with the Karate Kid music. Oh, you're the best around.
Forgot all about that.
No one's ever going to bring you down. Yeah. Remember the Republican convention where he walked out like it was a WWE entrance with the backlight and all that stuff?
Hey, he's going to get Kid Rock back involved, too.
Ted Nugget? Like, we'll have all of that there. We'll see where it goes. I mean,
you could put out a soundtrack.
You're getting a lot of support for Donald John Trump out there, but others are saying, hey, can't we get Ronnie D into position? Can't we get Ronnie D into position? And let's go to that real quick.
Okay.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' donors and supporters are beginning to question if the potential 2024 Republican presidential candidate should run in the next election cycle, a bid that would put him up against former President Trump, or wait until 2028. This is according to NBC News, so who knows? I don't trust NBC News as far as I can throw them, and I can't throw them very far. Donors and supporters of DeSantis, according to NBC, are having second thoughts on the prospect of the governor's potential presidential bid. Per the report, one main issue seems to be the governor's ability to take on Trump. Per the report, this is from NBC. At a Sunday luncheon following the annual Red Cross Ball in Palm Beach, Florida, a group of 16 prominent Republicans, described by one attendee as a mix of DeSantis backers and Trump skeptics, discussed misgivings about the governor's standing for the future if he tussles with the former president. One attendee told the outlet that these individuals believe that DeSantis' future is better secured without facing Trump directly this election cycle. I don't know about that. Because if I'm Ron DeSantis, I'm saying, hey, you got in politics, you strike when the iron is hot.
I know.
Because if you wait too long, it's going to cool down and you're not going to be able to shape squat.
I know you bring up Fat Boy New Jersey. But with Ron DeSantis being the governor of Florida, and Florida is constantly in the news, constantly. Because to me, again, forward thinking from Ron DeSantis, I don't know if he's going to lose that much. You know, he could, but I don't see it. And I could be wrong. Who am I?
Well, we will see.
I mean, let Trump be the fullback. Let him push everybody, and you got DeSantis can be a quarterback sneak right in there.
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to rely on polling. It's going to rely on money. It's going to rely on, does DeSantis think this is the time to strike?
Do you think, though, DeSantis, even if, if DeSantis says, I'm striking, I'm going.
Yeah.
Does he have the money to compete with Trump?
Yes, he'll have the money.
I think so.
Yes.
And the reason I worry about that, Trump has his own money, but I know Trump has access to other people's money. I mean, he has his own money, and we all know Trump. He'll double down and go broke to try to win.
Right. I mean, we'll see. I got to admit something, though, Eddie. It's what, 12:37? Yes, 12:38? I just ate at like 11, and I'm hungry again.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, wish I could go to Sweet Creek right now.
I saw they had strawberries in this weekend.
Hmm.
Yep, fresh picked strawberries.
Ooh.
I like some Sweet Creek, especially the hubcap cookie.
Oh, the big cookies, that's what sings to your heart
and
your belly?
Yes, because I can, this sounds silly, it sounds Greg Budelish, but I can put it on my dash and it stays warm all day long. It does.
Which type do you go with?
Chocolate chip, baby.
Ooh, so it's like a gooey chocolate chip?
It's like it's fresh out of the oven.
How did you do that? Oh, I left it on the dash, honey.
All day long. I like oatmeal, but their chocolate chips are out of this world.
Don't they have that like everything cookie too?
Probably one of my favorite.
They throw everything in the batter, and it's fantastic.
They'll sell the little containers of busted cookies, and Eddie loves those because you get every kind of cookie, and you get them at a great discount in their little snack sizes.
Were you a fat child?
No, I wasn't. I didn't start gaining weight.
Did you want to be a fat child?
Yes.
Ah, this explains it. Yes. So you started to gain weight?
I think when I got married. No, when I quit playing sports in high school.
When you quit playing sports.
Yep, that was it.
Because I know you didn't stop eating.
No.
And you can eat good there at Sweet Creek Farm Market, folks. Like we said, the big cookies, the fresh strawberries, they sell local fresh produce, always bringing new stuff in. They'll update you. Just go like their Facebook page to see the latest. But, of course, you can get like hot, fresh-made sandwiches, fall-off-the-bone ribs. Oh, don't forget the camp stew or the cobblers or the ice cream they have there. It's all just remarkable. And, of course, one of my favorites over there is the Andy Tipton from Selma's product, the Wagyu of Alabama.
Oh, that's right, Joey.
Like top-end steak they got there in the freezer at Sweet Creek Farm Market.
You need to pick some of that up, man.
And even if you're not hungry, you can maybe go get a cup of coffee there at the Roost, take the children's out to the playground area, let them play around the chickens and the goats. You might even get a peacock sighting.
Great place to take some photos.
It really is a fantastic spot for a, family getaway, especially with young kids. So if you're wondering where Sweet Creek is located, it's 85 Meriwether Road in Pike Road, Alabama. Where's that? Well, it's right off of 231 South.
Yep.
It's like you're heading towards Troy, but just past Taylor Road, bunch of signs saying Sweet Creek coming up. It's this huge property. You can't miss it. It's like essentially a renovated barn that is the outdoor market and the restaurant inside. And, of course, you can always call Reed and Karen Ingram at Sweet Creek at 280-3276. That's 280-3276. And don't forget, when you call in, if you want to get in on the drawing to win the $60 Sweet Creek gift card, you just got to tell us on air that you want in the drawing and give us your month and day of birth.
That's right.
It's just that easy. Again, Sweet Creek Farm Market, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9. No.
You was trying, wasn't you?
I almost went there.
We're getting the dog collar out.
It's hard to break these old habits.
Well, it's Monday. By Wednesday, you'll be fine again.
Tell Sweet Creek that News and Views sent you. We'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I see that spring a-coming is rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen them hot chicks since I don't know when.
And the price of eggs is rising, and I can't pay no more.
Honey, gonna raise us up some chickens.
Woo! Goodbye, grocery store.
This is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
And Mama's Produce.
Hey, Tammy, with rising prices, seem like folks got the grocery store blues.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
So, y'all just come on down here to see us, and we'll show you how to raise up a garden, raise up some chickens. We can help you save some money so you can say, goodbye, grocery store.
This is Evan Bass for Montgomery Men's Health. Virtually every day in our practice, we hear the same thing. A man's energy is down, his sex drive is low, and his workouts just aren't feeling the same. And when we hear this, we often discover that the culprit is low testosterone. The problem with low T is that your testosterone levels decrease as you age. At first, you might not even notice. But eventually, for many men, it gets low enough that you start feeling poorly. When that happens, it's time to get help from Montgomery Men's Health. Now do me a favor and ask yourself this. How would your life be different if you had your old self back? More energy, higher sex drive, and the confidence and positivity you used to have. If you're like most guys, the answer is an easy one. So make an appointment today and see if low T therapy could make a difference in your life. Your first appointment is only $99 and includes blood work and testosterone results in minutes. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street opened higher this morning. The gains coming after the FDIC approved the sale of troubled Silicon Valley Bank to North Carolina-based First Citizens Bank and Trust.
The FDIC said in a statement late Sunday that the transaction involves the sale of all deposits and loans of SVB to First Citizens. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank rattled the banking industry and led the FDIC and other regulators to act to protect depositors to prevent wider financial turmoil. SVB, based in Santa Clara, California, failed on March 10th after depositors rushed to withdraw money amid fears about the bank's health. It was the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history. I'm Norman Hall.
The Conference Board issues its monthly Consumer Confidence Report tomorrow. Analysts expect it will show a decline in consumer confidence. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Showers and storms will exit the state quickly today, and then we get a little break in the action. Cloudy skies will give way to a little bit of sunshine after a while. Today's high around 80. We'll be dry during the evening hours tonight, but scattered showers and thunderstorms will redevelop in the overnight hours and continue from time to time on Tuesday. Tuesday's high 71. Sunshine makes a return on Wednesday. Wednesday's a cool day, high 70. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, three kids, three adults dead in this Nashville shooting. A female shooter who was killed by police. Identity still unknown, but as far as these things go, unusual to see a female shooter. Female teen, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phones at 272-9228 and talk to Babs. Hey, Babs.
Good Monday, gentlemen.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. The cookie you were talking about is called the Swamp Cookie.
Okay, there it is.
And I haven't tried it because I don't like coconut in my cookies. I love coconut cake and pie, but not my cookies.
See, I don't usually like coconut, but I like those Swamp Cookies. It's something about everything being in there makes them real good.
Well, I'm
a fat boy in training. You're just a fat boy in training. That's why you like it.
What do you mean in training?
It means you're not going to get no smaller throughout the rest of your life. You're only going to get larger.
I was 245 at the beginning of 2022.
Right.
I'm like 210 right now.
I said you're not going to get any smaller.
Okay.
It's only up from here. All right. For you.
Why is it that, Babs, why is it that it's fat people always give you advice on your dieting?
I don't know. This fat person doesn't. So, I'm with Eddie. Although I've gotten very particular about what I eat because I don't want to waste calories on something that's not wonderful. So most everything that I eat is wonderful. So anyway, my comment about Ron DeSantis,
yes.
I think he's phenomenal. He's an amazing person. He has done a fabulous job in Florida. I wish he had been our governor. But I do not think that he would make it as a president simply because, like Trump wasn't even aware of how bad the swamp was up there. And now he knows, and I feel like he's the best candidate. I know people don't like the way he talks, but he was one of the best presidents we've ever had. And, you know, I don't care what he says. All I care is what he did. Mm-hmm. But I'm afraid that if Ron DeSantis gets it, and I think he might be the candidate, I think he's going to be so overwhelmed with the corruption and the crud and the mess up there that I just think it's going to be too much for him. He's too good a guy. Is that a dumb comment to make?
No, it's not.
I don't think so at all. But I also think he's getting pushed from the Republican Party to run because they don't want Trump to run.
Right.
Nobody wants Trump to run except me and what's his face that says go Alabama, go Trump, or
Red Top.
Red Top, yeah. I'm not an Alabama fan. I'm an Auburn fan, so I said go Auburn and go Trump. So,
I just worry if DeSantis were to run, it would split the vote, and we'd end up with worse than what we got.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Well, and I do have to say, Babs, I think What's-His-Face is an improvement on the name for Red Top there.
Oh, no. I didn't mean that ugly Red Top. Don't listen to them. I love your new time slot, like I think I told you the other day.
Good deal.
It's kind of like old times, you know, when you were there with Dan. How is Dan and my buddy Jack doing?
Jack's doing well, and so is Dan. I was texting with Dan not too long ago.
Excellent.
Awesome. Well, I hope they listen to the show and know that I said hello, and they're both in my prayers, and I'm ready to hear Jack back on the radio.
I keep inviting him, but he's shy about it these days for some reason.
You tell him. If he comes often enough, we get to where we can understand him real easy, but coming once a month, that ain't going to get it.
All right. Well, I'll tell them.
All right, you guys.
Thank you,
Hon. Have a great rest of the day and week, and thank you.
Thank you, Babs. 272-9228. Let's go to Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thank you for letting me on. Hey, I just want to comment. Earlier in your show, you played a clip from Donald Trump where he was talking about the deep state. So I just have some thoughts in that area. I'm just going to say I agree with Trump. The deep state is going to kill America. And when I talk about deep state, I'm talking about justice, education, media, and I probably could keep going on, but I'm going to pass by that and say, you know, when you don't have an energy policy, and in fact, when you don't have an energy policy, I think the politicians to keep their air conditioner on 78 up there in the Capitol and at their home, and then in the wintertime set it on 68, just like they tell us. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But once I say that, you got to have an energy policy, because just like off the West Coast, you got Japan, that the ocean that goes to Japan, and they need energy, and they're our ally. I mean, let's get it on, dudes. And then the next thing I want to say is you try to defend yourself against this global thing. It's a losing policy. It's being shoved down your neck, top down from an idiot that can't even walk straight. You see what I'm saying? And then
you try to walk straight with poop in your pants.
That's right. I wouldn't like all that smeary feeling down there in your butt cheek.
Okay, know? Robert. I appreciate the call, man.
Oh, wait a minute. I have so much more.
I know you might, but we only have so much time, and I've got a lot of callers coming, and I love you, brother. Call again.
All right.
272-9228. Let's go to Urbanite before the break. Hey, Urbanite.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I brought up the scientists this morning, but I honestly think Glenn Youngkin has got to be the dark horse in this thing.
Yeah.
I think that Virginia money and the whole Beltway crowd would probably pull for him. And I'm just fascinated because you'll like this dude. You know, he's an engineer, like your dad, by trade. And I think a guy like that in the halls of government, you know, somebody who appreciates detail and solving problems is probably what we need at this time.
It can be a blessing and a curse, like Herbert Hoover was an engineer, so he thought he could solve every problem. He couldn't. But, yeah, I think Youngkin's competent. I think DeSantis is fantastic there in Florida. The problem with governors is when you do move them to the national stage, there can be a bit of a letdown. You remember the whole, like, build-up to Scott Walker? He rides a Harley. He's really doing things in Wisconsin. As soon as he got on the national debate stages, it was wrong.
Yeah, but Scott Walker, if I remember right, Scott Walker didn't really have any credential set.
No, his credentials was how well he did in Wisconsin, which is the similar things you're going to hear about Youngkin and DeSantis.
A governor of a relatively small state.
Right.
Let's face it, Wisconsin's not a bustling hive of activity.
Maybe the nation needs what Alabama's got. Let's elect Kay Ivey for president of the United States.
We already have a half-dead president. Why would we? Good point. But as far as DeSantis goes, nobody seems to be enamored by the fact he was a JAG officer.
Mm-hmm.
An actual military court, you know. That's cool.
And assigned with he was doing a lot of work with the Navy SEALs, right?
So for somebody to say he doesn't understand D.C., he definitely knows how D.C. works.
Oh, absolutely.
If he's been in the Navy for 15-plus years as a JAG officer, he's not going to be as naive as Trump when it comes to that.
He's impressed me more in Florida, the way he actually follows through, how he administrates his ideas, as opposed to, I think even Trump would admit he really screwed up on a lot of that early on.
The thing that's going to get him is how they've been rolling out their anti-woke program. Don't you think unless they get a hold of that from a PR standpoint, they're going to lose control of it?
Which program?
The anti-woke stuff he's getting into.
I think he's winning that. I think he's winning that argument. The polling shows it. I mean, when he puts it in his own words that we're not going to do sexually explicit content, we're talking about sexuality with third graders, I think the vast majority of parents, 70% something, agree.
Right. But you just said it. When he puts it in his own words,
right.
If you look at the message in the media and what the media is saying, unless he starts countering that stuff, the stuff's going to stick the way they're saying it.
I just think the whole don't say gay brand that the media gave all that stuff did not work. He was still able to rise above it and get his message out. His press secretary is pretty fantastic, too.
But what did it do to the independents? Because you know what it lends.
That's a good point.
Wins presidential elections is how independents absorbs the information.
Right. The country is very different than Florida itself. I appreciate the call, Urbanite.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, we'll be handicapping this race for months to come. 272-9228. Quick break. We'll come back to Eric the Dog and T-Spear right after this.
To carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number
912757. Hi, I'm Ray Bowles from Primal Carpet. If you're looking for waterproof carpet, hardwood, laminate, vinyl plank, or ceramic tile, call us today for your free measurement.
During Prattville Carpet Spring Sale, you can get Mohawk waterproof hardwood flooring, regularly priced at $11 per foot installed. Right now, priced at $7 per foot installed. And get vinyl plank installed as low as $5 per foot while supplies last. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 12 months with approved credit. Call 285-8117 or visit PrattvilleCarpet.com.
Primal Carpet, we're more than just carpet.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. Let's go right to the phones and talk to Eric the Dog. Hello.
Hola.
How are you, sir?
Trying to keep my feet dry, which is a joke. So this rain does wonders for the...
You don't have any rubbers?
No, I don't, Joey. I don't know. My ankle won't make that bend, if you know what I mean. I gotta.
All right. No, I've been watching a lot of old-timey movies from the 30s or the 40s. Like, the man doesn't even have rubbers, and he's going outside in the snow. Like,
I got a bad ankle. I can't make that curve. I can't wear cowboy boots either.
I hear you.
Y'all are killing me this morning. That's hilarious. The Waco thing, there is a new series that just came out, or a docu-series. I don't know if it's a docu-series or if it's a one and done thing, but they just came out with a new series on Netflix about Waco. And the part of it I watched was pretty, it seems to be told kind of straight down the middle. It might be a little biased toward the government, which is interesting.
Well, I ended up having a conversation.
Well, I mean, but usually you don't see Netflix do that kind of thing. They're more of the socially acceptable and to take the side of somebody who is professing a religion, you know. Well, it wasn't Christianity exactly, I don't guess. I don't know. Probably irrelevant. But, you know, that's just a lot of people don't realize, you know, I was talking to my wife who is not very political in nature. And she's like, you know, you shouldn't do that. And I was like, well, you know, but what gives the government the right to come in there with a tank and run over people's cars?
And from what I remember, you know, there are different types of cults. There are some that are, like, active and they're going to spread around the world and stuff. Then there are other cults that are, like, they very much keep to themselves until you go pick a fight with them.
Right.
Right. I mean, you have freedom of religion. And, I mean, I don't know what was going on with the children, because there's something about the children, and that's definitively –